Claire here. I thought today that perhaps I'd tell you a little story of a couple of dear friends of mine that were having a slight problem with the slings and arrows of Love's Labour's Lost, I suppose. Just a week earlier, things had seemed to be so rosy. Enter Sue.
Oh, Claire! Oh, Claire! Claire, there you are.
Why, Sue, so good to see you.
Claire, I've been looking all over for you. I have some super duper news for you.
Well, bravo, Sue, bravo.
Now look real close. Look, what's different about me?
Well, I'm not quite...
My hand. Look at my hand. Look at my ring finger.
Oh, my, you seem to be engaged to be married. How pleasant.
Ah, you're telling me. I'm floating on cloud nine, and guess who it is?
I have no...
Tom, you know Tom.
Of course, Tom.
The big stoop finally got around to popping the question. It was so romantic. He asked me right there in the checkout line of the Piggly Wiggly in front of God and the store manager and everybody. When I said yes, all of aisle 10 cheered and they even gave me double coupons.
How frightfully thoughtful of them.
Oh, Claire, you have to give us some advice. Should it be a big wedding? Should it be small? Do I have to invite Tom's family? How about the dress? I just don't know.
Well, yes, you do have quite a lot to think about, don't you? Well, just a few short days later, I had the pleasure of running into Tom while crossing the street. Which isn't that unusual, actually. You see, he is an elementary school crossing guard, and I suppose I was temporarily caught up in a migration of kindergartners.
Hey, kid, slow down. You'll live longer.
Well, hello, Tom. How are you?
Hey, Claire. Not bad. Same old thing. Kids here, kids there, kids everywhere. Hey, walk, you little brat.
Well, I understand. Congratulations are in order.
Huh?
Well, Sue told me the happy news.
Oh, right. Yeah. We're getting hitched.
How perfectly marvelous. Have you decided on what kind of ceremony you'll be having?
Nah. A regular one, I guess. I mean, what difference does it make? As long as the wedding gets the job done, you know?
Oh, quite the contrary, Tom. The courtship and mating rituals employed by the couple in question make all the difference in the world. For instance, the bride's family in the Bantu tribes of East Africa often demand 50 or more head of cattle from the groom-to-be, which I suppose could become rather expensive, to say the least.
Yeah, I guess so.
I have to admit that I'm quite partial myself to the quaint symbolism of the Paracanti tribe of Brazil. There, the groom is betrothed to a gum-gum tree as well as the bride, symbolizing his ancient and subtle ties to the land. Very nice indeed. Of course, then there is the sticky problem of the wedding day transportation, horses and carts, etc.
Yeah.
Now, I do understand that in the American Midwest that a pickup truck is often used to convey the bride to church.
Right.
How thoughtful. However, I do sometimes feel that with all the tedium that comes with the marriage ritual preparations, that perhaps the ancient Scottish Highland tradition of bridal abduction does seem like the easiest way out. Don't you agree?
Oh, gosh. I don't know. But, I gotta get back to work. Bye.
Hey, kid! Watch the light!
Well, it wasn't but a day or two later that I received an urgent-sounding phone call from Sue. Yes, Claire here.
Oh, Claire, this is Sue. I'm such a wreck.
Oh, poor, poor Sue. What on earth is it?
Tom doesn't want to marry me anymore.
Oh, my dear, why in heaven's name not?
I don't know. He just said he was breaking it off because he doesn't want to give my father a cow and he doesn't want to marry a tree and his truck's broke.
How odd.
I don't know what to do. I've already ordered the ice sculpture and everything. Claire, you've got to help me.
Well, I'll have to see if I can make room for the work of art in my freezer compartment, I suppose. Will that do?
Oh, Claire, thank you. Thank you. Bye.
Ta-ta. Well, I felt I would take it upon myself to do a little maneuvering for Tom and Sue, since they seemed to be experiencing a slight miscommunication. It didn't seem likely that they would call one another, so I thought I would do it for them. I invited each of them over to my apartment separately for the same dinner. It was my plan to have a simple meal thrown together with maybe a bottle of wine and perhaps carrot and celery sticks with peanut butter as hors d'oeuvres. And when Tom and Sue arrived, I'd say, "Oh, my, look who's here." And after a bit of small talk, I'd suddenly realized I just had to run to the store for biscuits or pickles or something. And suddenly, like magic, the two lovers would be reunited and allowed a bit of privacy. That was my plan. Tom arrived first.
Hey! Hey, Claire.
Hello, Tom. Come in, come in. So glad you could make it.
Yeah, thanks. Me too.
Take your coat?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Can I get you anything? Wine, water, juice, anything at all?
Huh?
Tom, is there anything wrong? You seem to be staring at the ceiling. Is there an insect up there? Should I get some bug spray?
No, that's okay. I was just thinking that, well, I don't think I've ever been in this room alone. I mean, with you alone. With us by ourselves, you know. I mean, I've always been over here with Sue.
Well, I suppose that's okay. I mean, we are friends.
Yeah, well, that's what I figured. Oh, this is a good carrot stick. I mean, like, we're friends. And we ought to be able to hang out whenever and wherever we want to, right?
Well, I imagine.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we're just good friends. And we're sitting around the living room, chewing the fat. Nothing wrong with that. Don't need Sue's approval for that, now, do we?
Well, I suppose not, I guess.
Darn right. Good friends can do whatever they want. Huh. Boy, you know, there's something about you I never noticed before.
Oh?
Yeah. Man, you've got beautiful eyes, Claire. Well, they're almost the same color as the celery. Well, they're gorgeous.
Well, that's awfully nice, but...
And I really admire you, Claire. I mean, I think that it's great that you took the first step. I really do.
The first step?
Yeah. I think it's wonderful that in this day and age, a woman can call a man right up on the telephone and ask him over if she feels like it. But you know what? I also think that it's great that you waited. You waited until after Sue and me broke up. That shows a lot of class, Claire. It really does.
Oh, my.
And I feel just like you do, Claire. I think it's time that we got together and became more than just good friends.
Oh, no.
And I guess now that I've just recently become available and
but Tom,
you're available,
what about Sue?
And, her loss, our gain.
Oh, dear. Another celery stick, perhaps?
Let's skip the appetizers, Claire. I think you're feeling what I'm feeling. We're adults here. We both have needs.
Yes, I need to check on the dinner. That's right, dinner.
No, Claire, no dinner. Let's just kiss and get right to the dessert.
Oh, that doesn't seem very appropriate. One should do things in order, don't you think?
Knock, knock, Claire. I just let myself in.
Oh, Sue.
Oh, hi, sweetheart. Hey. I can explain.
You don't have to explain anything to me.
But, Sue, now, look, this is not what you think.
I know what it is. I know darn well what it is. Claire, how could you do such a thing?
Me?
Yes, you. Look at poor Tom. He's so vulnerable and alone. And what do? You take advantage like some barracuda on a sexual feeding frenzy.
Barracuda? But... all I did was fix a tuna casserole.
Well, you should have known better. After all, you know how attached men's hearts and stomachs are, especially Tom's. Poor Tom, my little stoop.
Yeah.
I'm disappointed in you, Claire. I really, really am.
Well, I don't know what to say.
Come on, Tom.
Okay, dear. Just let me grab a couple of these carrot sticks and, good peanut butter. Oh, crunchy. Oh, that's good. Yeah.
Well... Tom and Sue are happily married now. I believe they eloped, as a matter of fact. So, mission accomplished, I suppose. And although Tom and Sue still have neglected to give me a call, I'm sure I'll be hearing from them soon, when they'll be wanting advice about the children. Until next time, all my best. Love, Claire.